Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul DiTino. And Paul, so much talk about DeMarco Murray, so much talk about Dez Bryant, but nobody's really talking a lot about Tony Romo, who's been so elusive and has really had a great season so far. Let's hear what John Beeson has to say about Tony Romo.
Yeah, I don't think it's exclusive to the Giants. I think, you know, over his career, he's been that wild quarterback. He's great in the moment. He's elusive, and he'll make that throw that can really break your back. So he's doing that consistently now, and, you know, that's the reason why they won 5-4.
All right, so we just heard what John Beeson thinks of Tony Romo. How do you shut down this quarterback, Paul?
Well, you know, one thing you got to make sure you do is move him off his spot, but make sure there's consistent pressure. Not just one guy chasing him, but there's got to be a swarm. You can't blitz him, Anita, because when you blitz Romo, he then makes something out of that broken play, rolls out of the pocket, throws on the run, and he's got receivers who can finish.
Now, the rushing attack has been great. We have not seen Tony Romo in third and long situations. Is that going to be the key on Sunday, is get him in third and long situations?
Yeah, you have to, because once you get him in those third and short, now he's got the wide open field to call out any kind of option that he wants, whether it's the run or the pass. First down, 6.5 yards per carry for the Cowboys, fourth in the NFL. You cannot let Murray set the table for Romo. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Romo's been so great this year, is because he has had the support of that running game early in the downs.
Great stuff. Paul DiTino, Anita Marks, for your Giants in 90.